The Lion's Roar Meditation. Coming into a comfortable sitting position where your body feels supported, your mind feels awake. Closing the eyes to switch off the visual flow of information. Or if you prefer, just gently looking down at the floor. Neither having your hands in your lap or on your thighs, whichever is comfortable. And gently, but on purpose, becoming aware of your breath. Feeling the body gently rising and falling as you breathe in and breathe out. That safe space where you take your mind. If you want to visualize a small harbor, but inside the harbor wall, the sea is calm, the boats hardly move. And outside the harbour wall, the sea is raging with worry, anxiety, sense of being overwhelmed, out of control, worries of family and friends. You're just bringing your mind back into the inner harbour for a pause, waiting for the storm to pass. Bringing your mind into your breath and feeling your body breathe as it rises and falls as you breathe in and breathe out. If your mind wanders, treat it as part of the meditation, because when you know that your mind has wandered, you're being mindful that you're aware that it's wandered. So then you can bring it back into that inner harbour, into your breath. And trusting that you can do that. Trust in the breath that you can bring your mind back into the breath. Every time you're aware, it's wandered off. And if it wanders off time and time again, just bring it back. Every time, being gentle and kind and non-judgmental. And the Lion's Roar meditation is a mixture of mindfulness and yoga. And sometimes when we're feeling really angry or suddenly feel we want to explode, it may be difficult to bring our anger down back to that safe inner harbour. We may be out into the raging sea with the anger, and we may be out there for a long time. And if we're out there in the raging sea, being tossed around, being crashing up and down the waves, going up and down around the anger, holding on to the anger, you're damaging your body. When we're angry, sometimes we wish people ill. And as the Dalai Lama said, if you wish people ill, it's like giving yourself poison and hoping that the other person is affected by it. So as we remain angry, we're hurting our bodies. Sometimes going into the breath may not work because you may be so angry. You may want to explode. So the lion's roar is just another way of maybe trying it out to bring your anger back down. It's almost like a release of your anger. Then bringing your anger back down to that gentle harbour, peacefulness, tenderness, self-compassion. So we're just going to roar three times. But first, just visualizing the face of a lion or a lioness, whichever you prefer. Or you may find that as you practice, you may want to use another animal. But just start off with a lion or lioness in the first instant to see how you get on. So looking into the lion or lioness's face, visualizing its eyes, powerful jaw, its awareness, looking around, and not the Walt Disney type of lion, the live lion out on the plains of Africa, just out there in the wild. And then seeing its body, the powerful muscular body of the lion or lioness, the paws, the strength in its legs, the back, the belly, and gently ease yourself into the lion's body, feeling that power. Feeling your body becoming the body of the lion. Feeling the strength in your arms, your legs, your belly, your chest, your back. Feeling that powerful muscular body of the animal inside you. Breathing gently. Feeling that powerful, muscular body of the lion. And now, just reflecting on the last time you were angry. You may be angry now. Thinking about maybe the last time that you felt like exploding with anger, you felt like shouting out. Connect with that sensation in your body. Relive that almost. Feeling that tenseness in your body. Engaging with that, how it felt in your body. How you became angry, how you started to rise up. Feel the angry voice calming up into your throat. The tenseness of your body as you became angrier and angrier. And feeling that in the lion's body, in your body, building up. Remembering the anger inside you. And now we're just going to let it come out. So breathing in deeply, and as you breathe out, you roar like a lion, getting rid of the anger. So breathing in, breathing out, and roar. coming into your lion's body, the powerful body, feeling that anger building up, gently building up, but being powerful and overwhelming. Breathing in gently and then building up that breath, feeling that breath getting stronger and stronger. Feeling the anger in your body. Where do you feel that anger? Then a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, roar like the lion. Breathing in. Breathing out. Feeling that breath. Feeling the anger building up in your body. Noticing where it is. Where do you hold it? So you're aware next time when you become angry. Where you hold it. Building up in that powerful body of yours, that powerful body of the lion, that strength. Feel the anger building up, calming up, and as you breathe in deeply and then breathe out, roar like a lion. Breathing in, breathing out, and gently now coming to rest, easing into your breath, feeling that release of the anger. You may want to roar more. Just be with that. Coming back into the lion's body, the strength, power. And now gently coming back into your own breath, your own body, feeling the gentle rise and fall as you breathe in and breathe out, letting the lion body go. Feeling that anger leave your body. Breathing in. Breathing out. Coming back into that inner harbour. Gentle breathing. Almost like that inner sanctuary where you're bringing your mind in. Resting, pausing. Being empowered by the decisions you make rather than being out in the raging sea. Reflecting on how your body feels now you've released the anger through the lion's roar. Breathing gently, breathing out. The sound of the chimes, just gently wiggle your toes and fingers, and when you're ready, just open your eyes.